This is a declaration for Vicky Foster, V-I-C-K-Y-M-F-M is the middle name. Foster is the last name. F-O-S-T, like Tom E-R. Vicky Foster. Date of birth is 11-19-1968. Date of accident is 12-7-2022. Patient is presenting here with the chief complaints of severe pain in the lower back that is radiating up to the back and causing headaches. The pain apparently radiates from lower back to the upper, including the head. Her knees are still hurting a lot from the impact, and the pain is almost 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has pain in the left shoulder and both knees, as well as both legs, as numbness, tingling. She alleges all of these pains to be related to the automobile accident that occurred on 12-7-2022. The pains are continuous, and they are throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, hot burning, aching, and tender. They vary from 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, walking, and driving, while it is improved by rest and physical therapy. The pain is more worse from walking upstairs, and walking is quite painful. The pains in the left shoulder is around 4, left knee, right knee is 7. Pain in the neck and the mid back is 4 to 5. Pain in the lower back is 7. These are associated with history of headaches, which is bothering her from front back, right temple, left temple, and they're moderately severe around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they're off and on and sensitive to the noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. In addition, symptom of TBI, patient reports dizziness and nightmares and fearful of the event. However, there is no vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, incontinence of the ear and bowel. There is no nausea, vomiting, or blood vision, spots in the vision. Patient further reports that she has a history of numbness and tingling occasionally, spreading to the both legs below the knee. However, she denies any difficulty with walking, fatigue, incontinence of the bowel or urine. She has no sudden anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, and no anxiety, depression, or panic. Regarding the history of automobile accident, the patient has reported that on 12-7-2022, around 5:30 p.m., she was traveling as a restaurant driver alone in her car, Dodge Caravan, while she was traveling on M14 at near M14, and she was trying to drop a package to the Plymouth. And there were 5 or 6 cars were stalled going to the exit. They were slowed down, and the traffic was extremely busy. Patient noticed that a car from behind was coming at a speed of 100 miles an hour without any slowdown, and she hit the truck. And basically, the other car's speed was 100 miles and their car's speed was 0. Patient reports that she was a restaurant driver, but the airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient reports that the two cars were completely totaled, but her car is still drivable. Back window was busted, right back is pushed in all the way, and she also hit a car in front. The impact led to her having a chest trauma due to the seat belt, and both knees were injured to the dashboard. No head injury, no, there was some whiplash to the neck. System review patient report that the pain is bothering her in her head, which is occupying front, back, right temple, left temple, and severity is moderate. The patient pains are off and on, and they are sensitive to the noise. Additional symptoms of TBI reported by the patient are dizziness, nightmares, fearful of the event. But she denies any ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, no incontinence of urinary and bowel, no nausea, vomiting, no vision problems are reported. In the pain symptom, patient does report a complete pain in the back of the head, back of the neck, back, upper back, mid back, lower back, with no radiation to the arms or the legs. However, the patient does experience some numbness, tingling in both the legs, more especially the left leg, as it started 2 weeks ago, and it is off and on. The pain in both the knees is around 7. It prevents her going upstairs or sit on the floor, and is quite significantly painful and affecting. Patient also reports pain in the left shoulder, which is usually around 4 or 5. But however, she can do up to 180 degrees of abduction with some soreness. So far, the currently patient has had plain x-rays. In the additional history, patient denies any blood or bowel incontinence, but there is a muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needles. Patient report that she, so far she has had no treatment whatsoever. Only person she saw is her primary care physician, who has given some medication like Tylenol, and they are not doing a good job. System review patient reports a positive high cholesterol in the heart disease, no other issues. Past surgical stress is hysterectomy in 1990. The allergy history, patient has been using Tramadol, she is allergic to, and she starts vomiting with that. Family history, mother is alive, no medical problem, father is alive, with diabetes type 1. Siblings, one brother and two sisters are doing perfectly okay. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with her son who is 33-year-old. Employment status, patient used to work with Dr. Levan and Dr. Part, who are internists, as a medical assistant phlebotomist, and she continued to work there despite the accident. She is currently employed full-time. Disability history, patient is not disabled. Legal history, patient report that she is using Loblaw firms with Sarah, and personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs, as well as patient has moderate anxiety, but there is no suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts, or concentration problem, self-worth problem, depression problem, mood problem, and sleep problem. Regarding the ADLs, patient has listed that she is suffering from running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container and writing into cabinets are affected 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, the standing is affected 8. Cooking in the kitchen, ability to lift dinner plates is affected 7. In addition, patient reports that the general activity, work, and enjoyment of life are affected. 9. The mood and ability to concentrate in relationship to the other people is affected. 7. Physical examination, thank you, will be dictated in a minute.